Joelle Fermato isn't the most obvious pick of someone to start a new school rooted in the communities of Buffalo's East Side.
I grew up in Williamsville. I went to Boston College. And suddenly I was placed in the middle of Prince George's County, Maryland. It was the first time I was the only white person in a room.
Fermato had just signed a contract to work at PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, when she says she had a crisis of conscience and decided to do Teach for America instead.
I knew about 4 days in that urban education was it for me and this was going to be my life career.
Today, Fermato is founder and head of school at Persistence Preparatory Academy, one of Buffalo's two newest charter schools. It opened last year with just two grades, kindergarten and first, but it will eventually grow to K through eight. Like Buffalo Collegiate, the other new charter, Persistence Prep is supported by BES.
Building Excellent Schools is a national nonprofit that identifies and trains leaders to really transform education in communities across the country.
Asima Navlaki is CEO of BES. She says that even though her organization's fellowship program trains educators like Fermato to build new charter schools, BES also works with public school leaders.
I think it's not an either or. I think we're all working towards creating good schools for students, and that we sometimes get mired in the label issue of a charter versus a district.
There are a ton of charter schools that exist in Buffalo, and I think there's been a lot of leeway and lack of accountability in many ways. And so it was really on Brian and I to say, you know, we're really here to raise the bar and show you what is possible.
Fermato's talking about Brian Pulowski, the founder of Buffalo Collegiate. They worked closely together during their BES fellowship and while developing their schools here in Buffalo.
We would go to stakeholder meetings and say, you are all the experts. What do you want out of a school? What does a great school look like for you as a parent? What are you actually looking for? And for so many of our families, they said, no one's ever asked me those questions before.
For Persistence Prep's first year, it was easier for Fermato to recruit kindergartners who were starting school for the first time. But the first graders had to come from somewhere else.
I was going to a drive where they give away free turkeys and the fixings for Thanksgiving, and Persistence Preparatory Academy was there. So I walked over to the table and I'm like, hey, what's this about?
Robin Gray chose to take her son Giovanni out of Buffalo Public Schools and enroll him at Persistence Prep. She says he was bored, finished his work early, and then sometimes got in trouble for distracting other kids. But at the new school?
I just love it. Giovanni exceeds. He's learning. He was learning all year long.
Charisse Bird had a similar experience with her grandson, Danelle. He spent both kindergarten and first grade at a public school before she decided to have him repeat first at Persistence.
He did not know how to read when he went to Persistence Prep. Now he reads everything.
Bird is the first to admit that Danelle had behavior problems, but she didn't like how they were handled in the district.
He was suspended all the time. I'm like, oh my God, how is he going to learn if he is suspended all the time?
Larry Scott is new at-large member of the Buffalo Public School Board. He's also an alternative to suspension specialist for the neighboring Kenton School District.
I completely agree that suspending at such a young age is not helpful, it's not productive long term. But I will again acknowledge that you're going to find that across the system, whether it's urban, charter, public, suburban.
Scott says expanding restorative justice options is one of the Buffalo School Board's highest priorities. He also says the district's parent congress is always available to address parent concerns. Marlene Benning says her twins were doing fine in public school, but she had too much trouble getting in touch with her teachers.
I had sent a note in twice. I had called. And so after that, I didn't hear anything. So I went up to the school, you know, went to the office to let them know what I wanted. And I was told, try again, make an appointment to come in. And that wasn't okay with me when I had tried so many times before that. And I don't have that problem of persistence.
A district spokesperson says Buffalo Public Schools have a robust open door policy with parents. But Scott says he acknowledges and has heard complaints like Benning's directly from other parents. He says it's an issue of safety and fairness in the much larger public school system.
You just want to have the same policy across the board to just ensure that everybody is safe within our schools.
Walking into Persistence Prep's gym for a welcome event for new families in late July, members of the Canisius College women's basketball team play with kids in one corner. A pop-up barber shop gives haircuts in another. It's more like a party than orientation. But Fermato says she knows her school has to perform academically in order for the fun to continue.
I don't think by nature of us being a charter, we have this like big shiny gold star that says we're better than. I think it is an amazing opportunity that is ours then to pick up and run and be able to deliver on. And if we can't deliver it, then close us down.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.